Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 26th verse of chapter Nur. Let's listen to the 26th verse of chapter Nur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم.
Evil words are for evil men, and evil men are subjected to evil words. And good words are for good men, and good men are an object of good words. Those good people are declared innocent of what the slanderers say. For them is forgiveness and noble provision.
Brothers and sisters, you were previously with us. You already know the story of incident of Ifk and how the Holy Quran treated with that incident. Now, this verse, the 26th verse, propounds a general principle, and it does not imply that if a man or woman is good, his or her spouse is necessarily also good. His or her spouse is forgiven and is one of the people of the heaven. No, because the Holy Quran counts faith, piety, and good deed as the criterion for everything. So, in spite of the fact that Noah and Lut, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhim as-salam, were pure and faithful, their spouses were evil and hellish. So, the verse says, الطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات. The Arabic word طيب means pleasant and nice. In the Quran, this word has been used in description of property, offspring, discourse, city, spouse, food and sustenance, etc. Its contrary word is the Quranic term khabith, with the sense of malicious and evil. It has also been used in the description of property, man, spouse, speech, deed and tree. This verse can be interpreted in different ways, which we will talk about after a short break.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Brothers and sisters, this 26th verse regarding different approaches can be interpreted in different ways. With regard to the previous verses that were about chaste women and the affair of Ifk, and with regard to the sentence of this verse that says, أُولَٰئِكَ مُبَرَّؤُونَ مِمَّا يَقُولُونَ, such are innocent of that which they say, this verse could mean that the evil words such as calumny and slander are appropriate for malicious people, and pure and nice words are suitable for pure people. This is because of the sentence, أُولَٰئِكَ مُبَرَّؤُونَ مِمَّا يَقُولُونَ, such are innocent of that which they say. And of course, added with the fact that the previous story was about Ifk, and the story of that was discussed totally and in details. Now, the second possibility is that the purpose of the verse is intellectual, ethical conformity, and doctrinal, so as to say that man and wife must be matching with each other. It means that every person naturally seeks an individual of the same type. In other words, vile persons are after vile ones, and on the contrary, good persons are after good ones. That's why the verse says, الْخَبِيثَاتُ لِلْخَبِيثِينَ وَالْخَبِيثُونَ لِلْخَبِيثَاتِ. Impure women are for impure men, and impure men for impure women. And also, on the contrary, الطَّيِّبَاتُ لِلْطَّيِّبِينَ وَالطَّيِّبُونَ لِلْطَّيِّبَاتِ. There is also another possibility, that the purpose of the verse is stating a religious ordinance, meaning that marriage of good persons with malicious ones is unlawful. It is like the third verse of this surah, which stated, the fornicator shall not marry save a fornicatress or an idolatress. Imam Baqir alayhi salam confirms this meaning in a tradition too. So the words khabithat and khabithun refer to women and men who are unchaste, and on the contrary, the words طيبات and طيبون refer to chaste women and men, and the purpose of the verse is apparently this. In the end, the verse refers to the recent group that is pure men and women. So it is said, such are innocent of that which they say, أُولَٰئِكَ مُبَرَّعُونَ مِمَّا يَقُولُونَ, and divine pardon and forgiveness, as well as valuable sustenance awaits them. So the verse concludes, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. For them is forgiveness and a bountiful provision. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry, and when faith